Okay, we're on. Tamura Daf Chaf Aleph. Tamura Chaf Aleph is today's daf. I'm sorry. Yesterday's shiur was sponsored. Didn't get the message until a little too late. But yesterday's shiur was sponsored in memory of Louis Feinberg by his children and grandchildren, Leib ben Dovber by the Feinberg and Wagner families. We thank them for their sponsorship. Again, in memory of Louis Feinberg by his children and grandchildren, the Feinberg and Wagner families, Leib ben Dovber. Also, this week's shiurim are sponsored LaHatzlacha, Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Again, LaHatzlacha for Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Just scheduling note, Friday, I'm not sure if there's going to be a shiur up. Shushan Purim, we'll see what time leaves, but we'll try. But tomorrow, Purim Day, there will be a shiur. Friday, though, is unclear. Okay, let us... And tomorrow is, the shiur is regular time, 7:10. We start at 7:10, 8 o'clock at Shacharis. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, fourth wide line on Chaf Amabes. Here we go. Boy mine Rabbi Avin Bar Chia, me Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. Hifrish Nekeva La Asham, Bina Maush Yekriv La'ola. As we've had similar discussions over the past couple of days, if you're mafresh an animal which is not appropriate for the carbon that you were mafresh it for, so if you're mafresh in a keva for a carbon asham, which is one of those three carbonas that we've been talking about, asham, pesach, and ola, if you're mafresh it for an asham, can you be makriv the baby that comes out of that ola, that comes out of that asham for an ola? Earlier we had hifresh nekeva la ola, but now hifresh nekeva la asham. So v'tifsho lemi der biyosi reb chanina, the remoder reb Eliezer. Why don't we say right, what we had earlier? We had moder reb Elazar that on the top of yutesma beis moder reb Elazar b'mafresh nekeva la asham dein b'nakar v'asham. He says it. Reb Yosi reb chanina already said that he agrees that the b'nakar cannot be kar v'asham. So why wouldn't Rabbi Avin Bar Chia hold of that? So answers the Gemara, Lo Shamila, he didn't hear it. So my, so what answer did Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana give him? Amarle, Bina Karav Ola. Yes, the Bina can be Hukrav as an Ola. So of course, 1 second, hi my. Adkan, we say the whole Svara of the statement of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina. Adkan, Lokam Rabbi Elazar, Ela B'mafrish, Nekeva La'ola, Dikashim Ola Al'ima. When do we say the child could be Hukrav as an Ola? Because the mother has Shaychus to the Ola world in terms of Ola Sa'of. Aval Gabi Asham, Deleka Shem Ola Al'ima, but by an Asham, where there's no Shaychus of a Nekeva to the mother. There's never an asham that's in a keva. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Moda is even he should be Moda. That it is off limits to bring it as the child as an Ola. So why is it here that he says that it can be? So Amale, no. He thinks that the Svara of Rabbi Eliezer was what the Havamina that we rejected. The Maskana and the Havamina here are switched compared to what we said on yesterday's daf on the top of Amabes. Amalei, Taimad Rebbe Eliezer, Lamishub Deshim Ola Alimo. No, the Svara isn't because that the Ola has connection to a female. El Mishub the Chazilak Rava. Lamaisa, the child is a male, and therefore, Ra'ui to be Hukrav is the carbon that you want. V'hanami Chazilak Rava. And therefore, here too, the baby, the boy of the carbon Asham, of the female carbon Asham, is Ra'ui to be an Ola because it's a male. So therefore, that's enough. Chazilak Rava. So the Gemara says that, again, the opposite, the Havamina Maskana yesterday, are here switched. Period. Finishing up. Esvei. But what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that we just had here. Vladon Vlad Vladon Atsof Kala Olam Yavi Bidman Ola. Our Mishnah has the case of Tmuras Asham, Vlad Tmuras Asham, all these cases of coming out of the Asham, you bring with their Demehen. You have to wait till they get a mum and sell them. And bring with their value a carbon ola. B'demehen in atzmalo. Doesn't this mean that only with their value you cannot bring them? Right, we've had a couple of shitas in the Mishnayos over the past couple of days when you can actually bring those animals as the carbonas that you want. But here the Mishnah specifically says demehen. So b'demehen in atzmalo. So doesn't that show that it's against what Rebbe Avin Bar Kahana answered, right, if you're mafrish, a nekeva la asham, you cannot bring its baby as an ola. So Gemara says, no, hacha, b'mayaskinan. In the Mishnah, what are we talking about? Called Shiolta Nekeva. You know why the Mishnah, you can't bring it? Because it's also a female. If it would be a male, you're right. you can bring it as an ola. But because it's a female, that's why you can't. Says the Gemara, one second. Fiat sofa olam, la olam chazachar. Well, there's never going to be one male. The Mishnah says you can never bring it. You always have to bring the demayan. There's never going to be a male in this animal's future. How can we say that? So, Amar Le, let's just first do our girsa. Amar Le, Mishanina Shinui Dechiki Bavloi. I'll answer you a difficult Babylonian answer. Kigon, Sheyolda Nekevos at Sofa Olam. Right? So, Yolda Nekevos, yeah, in a chinami. We're talking, Mishnah's talking about a case where there are only females born. So is this a connection to Purim? Those difficult Babylonians, right? That give difficult, okay, maybe we'll have another connection. But this is our girsa. That's the difficult Babylonian answer, right? Yolda at Sofa Olam. The Gra has a different girsa here. In Rashi, actually, Gra quotes a whole other line. If you look at Os Aleph, nearly the girsa says Rashi, Ha'olam, my have Mishani lei, hasam mishum da'asi le'echlufei. There's a difference between the case of the Mishnah and our case. The case of the Mishnah, we're worried that when you bring the karban, instead of bringing it as an ola, you'd bring it as an asham. That's what we're worried about there. Masha'en kein in our case. That's what he says Rashi's girsa is. Klomar on the, says, it's possible that he knew a different answer. So what was that different answer? Was a different answer of asila achlufe. We're worried. It's a gzeira. The difference. There's a difference between mafresh nekevela ola, and you have the boy, the male vlad, where there is no worry that you'd bring it as a different carbon. Mashenkin in the Mishnah, maybe you're worried about it because it's tmura and vlad v'chulu. Okay, period. Says the Mishnah. Tmuras, next topic. Next carbon under discussion. Right, we've discussed, if you keep in mind, discussed from the beginning of the parak, we discussed tmuris and vlados of ashamos, going backwards. Then we discussed, before that we had olos, before that we had shlomim. Right, we've discussed a lot of these carbonas. The chataos, that's the first Mishnah, the next parak. First Mishnah, the next parak discusses the five chatos mesos. So these parakim are about tmura of the karbanas and the other outgrowths of the karbanas. So tmura of a bechor v'hamaiser, tmura of a bechor and maiser. So vladan uvlad vladan, or the babies. So you could have babies of female maiser karbanos because maiser could be a zachar and a keva. But a bechor, obviously, it's not going to be an offspring of a bechor because a bechor are all males. So that's to be a tamuras bechor. The vlad of a tamuras bechor. Anyway, any of these, at sofa olam harehelu ki becharu ka meiser. They all have the status, like all other karbanas, like bechor and meiser. The tamur and the vladas have the status of the source animals. But it's not really true. Because we had a limit earlier that tamuras, bechor, and meiser cannot be hukraf. So what does it mean? It's like bechor and meiser, lagabe kedusha, not lagabe the hakrava. Because you can't be makrav of these animals. Rashi says, l'chol kedushas bechor. Rashi's emphasizing it because you can't be makrav of it for all kedushas bechor and meiser. Like the Mishnah is going to discuss soon. Shalei makrav be'itzlis l'achashnaf ba'mum. Right? Even after it gets a mum, you can't sell it in the normal way. So, but in terms of a certain level of kedusha, it gains kedusha. V'ye'achlu ba'mum on the bialim. And they can be eaten. Once a mum occurs, you're not allowed to redeem it, as we'll see soon, but they can be eaten ba'mum l'bialim. What does the bialim here mean? Ye'achlu b'mum l'bialim. This is a machlokas that we've mentioned in the past. Tmuras b'char. Do you have to give a tmura b'char to the kohen? That is not clear. That's a machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos, back in Maseches Zvachim on Daf Ayin Hey Amabez, Tosfos says explicitly, Ve'i le'inyin de'lo boy le'misva le'kohen v'chulu. You know that from somewhere else. Tosfos assumes, this is Dabar Pashut, that a bechor has to go to the Kohen, but a tamuras bechor, even if you know it's vadai tamuras bechor, safik bechor is a whole issue. Gemara b'Metzia, takva Kohen, by safik bechor. But tamuras bechor, Tosfos says, does not have to go to the Kohen. The Rambam argues. The Rambam says clearly in Hilchos Tamura, Paragimel, Halacha Beis, that even a tamuras bechor goes to the Kohen. Tamuras habachar lekohanim, v'tamuras ha'maiser lebailim. It's a contrast. Ukeshem shein poten bachar maiser shenafal behen mum, kach in poten tamurasam. You can't be poten tamur either. What's the nekudas ha'machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam? So the Mikdash David explains, well, who is more pashut? You always have to ask that machlokas. When you have a machlokas, who's more pashut? So it says the Mikdash David L'chora, Tosis is more pashit. What's a Bechor? A Bechor is a firstborn animal, a pet derechem. And Tumuras Bechor is not a pet derechem. And therefore, it doesn't go to the Kohen. That's why Tosis says what he says. The Bailam get to keep it. Maybe it has the status of a carbon, you have to wait until it gets a mum, but it doesn't go to the Kohen, because the Kohen gets pet derechem. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam must hold, says the Mikdash David, Yud Dalit Aleph, that what goes to the Kohen? Not only pet derechem, but any animal has a shame bechor. Shame bechor goes to the Kohen. That's the din according to the Rambam. V'hinei b'svaras ha-Rambam, yish la'ayin, d'lomi yinasin t'vores b'char l'kohen, ha'ino pet ha-rechem, d'rak pet ha-rechem, zichsa ha-torah l'kohen. Aval zeh she'ino pet ha-rechem, rak ha'ini she'heimir, chol of k'dushas b'char. V'nira mizeh, d'ar-Rambam sover, d'zeh d'b'char l'kohen, ein zeh z'chus l'kohen, b'pet ha-rechem, rak z'chus l'kohen, b'karban b'char. Whatever has that status. Ukamosha koanim zakoin bechatas va asham, kach zakoin bibachor, imkin kal shachalal of carbon bechor, yea me ezatam shayea, hakoanim zakoin bo. That's the Mikdash David explaining the Rambam. Where do you see this? A couple of riyas, I'll quote one. He says, maybe a marker for the Rambam is the Gemara in Zvachim Daftes. The Gemara there talks about a Pesach that you shechted shelo lishmo. So, different karbanis, what do they turn into? So the Gemara says, there, it becomes a shlamim, as we've had. Demakshinan, the Gemara there asks on Daftes, V'ema, ishachte l'shem b'chor, lahavi b'chor. Maybe if you could check, if you shed the Pesach l'shem other animals, what other karbanis, what karban is it? So we said, if you shed the shlo l'shma, it becomes a shlamim. The Gemara says, why? Maybe it should be to whatever karban you shechted for. Like if you shechted l'shem b'chor, it should have kedushas b'chor. L'may nafkamina? L'may hilchasa? The lowly boy nisachim inami lemisvei lekohen. The Gemara's havamina there on Daftes and Zvachim is that if you would shecht a Pesach l'shem bechor, my nafgamina it would be a bechor to give it to the Kohen. So muchach the maya din b'shochet bechor l'shpes l'shem bechor nasa bechor. If it would have the status of bechor, which is not true, but if it would have get the status of bechor, you'd give it to the Kohen. V'yavagadino petarechem da Pesachu. Umuchach the zechias hakoyim bebechor ain zechias bepeter rechem rak zechias bekarbon bechor. Then he quotes maybe it's not a raya mechach as well with Tosfos do in that case. Tosfos might say shiny hasam kivish there you shechted it l'shem bechor. Therefore it becomes a carbon bechor. That's why it might be also lazarim. But if you say tamura, right? Maybe lav dafka that tours bechor denecha b'mumo. You know that that might not be a raya to the case of from Bechor to Pesach L'shem, that becomes a Bechor to Tumuras Bechor. But either way, that could be a raya to the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, so we just said Tumuras Bechor and Meiser and the Vlados all have the status of Bechor and Meiser, and they can be eaten by the Bailam. So, and the, just by the Har is that, what does Bailam mean here? It's not Mefurish like anybody. The Rambam would mean the Bailam or the Kohanim. Are the Bailam in this case. Ma bein b'chor l'maiser l'bein kol ha-kodshim. What's the difference between b'chor and maiser and all karbanas, once we're talking about it? Shekol ha-kodshim nimkaren be'itzlis v'nishchatim be'itzlis. All karbanas, once they get a mum, they can be sold in a itzlis, in the regular marketplace. V'nishchatim be'itzlis, and they're shechted there. V'nishkalim be'litra, and they're weighed with the regular scales. Why? Even though it's somewhat of a bizayon to treat karbanos in the way that you treat regular chulin animals, but this is the way that you can get the best money for it. Get the highest price in the marketplace. Get the most people vying for it. So that's why the counter pressure of treating it b'kedusha is outweighed by getting the most money for hektish, and therefore you're allowed to do it in this way. Chutz min ha-bechor v'maiser. Bechor and Meiser, one is not allowed to do that. Why? Because who's getting the money? Here the Bailam are getting the money, not hektish. Because of that, we don't allow it to be brought into the itlas. That's Rashi, first skinny line. Mipnei she'ein hana asan lahektish b'mechir asan. Right, it's not going to go to hektish. D'dami b'char l'kohen, v'dmei b'char l'kohen, v'dmei maiser l'bailam. And mishum hana d'tulo mezazalina b'kachim. So that's why we don't allow it. We're not mezazalin kachim, just so that an hedyot can make a buck. Right, it's only if hektish can.
So that's Rashi holding like the Rambam?
It's Rashi holding like the Rambam, because it says Demei Bechor LeKohen. No, but that was talking about a Bechor Behema Tahora, or any of these, that Me'ikar Adin. So you're saying if the Bechor goes to the Kohen, what about Tamura? You could be talking about Vlad, right? I'm not sure if you have to be talking about both.
Is it possible to say that if there's a mum of a tamura, that even Tosus would say it would go to the...
A baal mum of a real bechor. A real bechor, you have to give to the Kohen, but then he can give it to you. He can give it back to you. It's mamono shel Kohen. It loses its kedusha. Samona shall come. The yesh lohem pidyon uvusmurosei and pidyon, and by all other karbanos, you can redeem it. Uvusmurosei and pidyon, and you can redeem the tamuris. It's not more chamor, chutz mina bachar vahamaiser, except for bachar and maiser, because again, the special halacha that they are not redeemable, right? Lo siftet says by bachar, and by maiser, lo yigael. Uba'in me chutz la'aretz, and all karbanos could come from chutz la'aretz. Oh, Nes Chutz La'aretz. Right? Ubayin me Chutz La'aretz. They came from Chutz La'aretz. Chutz Manav Bechar Va'amayser. Except for Bechar and Maiser, do not come, they're not come L'Chadchila from Chutz La'aretz, like other Kachim, as we'll talk about more in the Gemara. Because after all, the Imbau, if they did come from Chutz La'aretz, Tamimim Yikrivu, you can be Makrav the Tamimim, the Imbalimumim Yachlu Bumum Labailim. Right? They could be in, Bimumon Labailim. Okay, so that is if they come. Why? Why is there no Chiv to bring them from Chutz La'aretz? It has Kedusha. If it's a Bechor born in Chutz La'aretz, it has Kedusha. So, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Matam, Sha'a Bechor Va'amayser Yesh La'am Parnasim Im Koman. Because after all, Bechor and Maiser, if they ultimately get a Mum, so you don't have to bring it, you don't have to bring it anything to the Beis HaMikdash. It could be that you'll never have to come. Vishar kolaka, right, as we said, because it becomes a mono shell abailim. Right, Rashi says again, yishlam takana bim koman, sheyirachi is tavu, you wait till they get a mum, v'yachlam mum on the bailim. Other kachim, even if it gets a mum, you have to take the money to the mikdash. You have to come up here anyway. So you might as well come earlier. But vishar kol kachim, afeichin olabem mum, hare ilu bikdushasan. The kedusha does not leave, only by Bechar and Meiser. There is an interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, how do we define Bechor and Maiser Chutz La'aretz? Bechor, you know how it's defined, if it's born in Chutz La'aretz. Right? That's when it's this Kaddish. What about Maiser? Says the Minchas Chinuch and Simon Shin Samach. Italui hadavar beleda to behemos hanoladim b'chutz la'aretz ein ha-maiser shelahem nikrav kemo bechor denolad b'chutz la'aretz ein makrivim. Do you go by Shas Leda? By Meiser? Or it depends, where does it get Kedusha? Where you did the Meiser Isur. So, what's a Behemoth Meiser Chutz La'aretz? Born or Meiser? Ubechor de Kedusha Same Rechem v'chalalava Kedusha b'chutz la'aretz Eino Nikrav Huadin b'Meiser and Misaser b'chutz la'aretz Ein Makriven De Be'ez Chalosa Kedusha Haya b'chutz la'aretz V'lo Chal Kedusha la'akriv Aval Hanoladim b'chutz la'aretz V'hevi Umla Eretz Yisrael V'Isram Sham Nikrav Gamkein. Maybe that's considered a Meiser Eretz Yisrael. So he has that suffix, and then he says v'niral, and he has daiti, the law is lina baser leida, v'lo baser meiser. Whoa! So what do you go after? Kivan to call ikar tam shal Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see soon. The makish meiser behema the meiser dagon. Since you go from meiser behema to meiser dagon, so you go by makom shenis chayev. What's makom shenis chayev? Meiser dagon de bechutz la'aretz pater beretz yisrael chayev. Ena davatoli begidul. Ena davatoli begidul. V'lo makom ha'meiser. Rak makom shenikva la'meiseris. The place where it's nikva la'meiseris. Im kain. V'meiser dagon at the tali achiev apter beretz yisrael. Bechutz la'aretz azlina basar makom shenis chayev. V'cholem. We try to get to the fine. Im kain akfiyas la'meiser. Hayev b'ptur. Parach minei achiev. Ava b'shenichlusu acher ach la'eretz yisrael p'turim. De parach minei achiev. We just find the line, v'chein lehefek, and he says, im kein huadin l'maiser behema, gam kein, b'chutz l'aretz lo neschayivu b'zman shachal aleyem achiyiv, u'peturim af b'nichnusu la'aretz v'isran ba'aretz, eino maiser, kiva deparach achiyiv b'chutz l'aretz. It could be that once it's born in chutz l'aretz, even if you would be nisaser in Eretz Yisrael, it would not be chayiv. V'im neschayivu b'Eretz Yisrael, chal aleyem achiyiv v'chayivim af b'yatsu chutz l'aretz. And if they were in neschayiv in Eretz Yisrael, they're already chayiv. You already brought him out. Lagamri kameiser tagon. V'latali b'leida ube meiser rak b'makom shenis chayiv. Kamo meiser dagon. Goes by the makom shenis chayiv. Kei nirali bar b'li pikpuk. The kalzel inyin lahakrif. Kei nirali kedusha kadosh gam kibachutz laretz. Rak kadosh inyin lahakrif tali makom shigiyaz lan chayiv. Okay. That's where the higiyaz man. Meaning, his pshara is that it cannot be switched. Once it's determined, it cannot be switched. Okay, we'll get back to another point. Bez Hashem and the Minchas Chinuch later. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava bar Rav Aza. Boin b'ma'arava, or boi b'ma'arava. There was a question in Eretz Yisrael. Hamatil mum b'timuras b'choru ma'iser ma'hu. What happens if somebody's matil mum in these animals that cannot be brought as a carbon? We can already see what the suffix is going to be. Mi amrinan kivan de lo kravan lo mechayiv. Do I say since they can't be hokrav, as we said in the Mishnah, they have kedushas carbon, but they don't have kedushas hakrava. So since they can't be hukrav lo mechayev, because the isra of hatolas balmum is a function of you are now preventing it from being a carbon. So do you say that? O dilma, no kivan dekachu mechayev. Or do I say no? They, after all, they are have kedusha, so they have kedusha. So you're chayev. So amar lei abaya v'tibay l'cha matal mum b'tishish amaiser. You could ask a similar question. Ask a question about, remember 9, 10, 11 by Meiser? So if you remember, animal 9 that you misnumbered as 10 has Kedusha, but it can't be Hukrav. You have to wait until it gets a Mum. Same halacha. 10 that's 11 is Hukrav. 11 that's 10, Hukrav is a Shlomim. But number 9 is not Hukrav. So why didn't, Abaya says, why don't you ask the same question here? So, Ella, Maishna, Chi, Delokami, Bailacha, why don't you ask about Chi, Drachmana, Miate, Asiri, Lahotia, Chi, because the Torah excludes it, Sachanam, Drachmana, Miatinu, Lo Sifte, Kodesh, Haim, Haim, Craven, Vaintibrasa, Krava. Maybe it's a say, yeah, just like you have a Miatir to say it's not like a regular case of a Kedushas Behema, so too there. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Masi Lahachi. Rav Yitzchak had the same exact conversation, but just in the opposite way. Omar Rava Bered Rav Aza, that's that Girsa, Bar Bama Rava, Hamata Mum B'tishi, Shomai Sirmahu. They asked the other question, and he said, why didn't he ask it about this one? So, if you Matamum B'tishi, Omar Leviti Boy Lacha, Matam Mum B'timuras B'chor Meiser, why didn't you ask me about our Mishnah, Ella Meishna T'muras B'chor Meiser, Dolomi Boy Lacha, why didn't you ask, Durachmana Miatinu, Kodesh Haim, Hain Craven, Vein Timurasan Krava, just like you have a miut over there, Chi Shamaiser Nami, Rachmana Miyote Asiri, Lahotzi Esachi. So maybe it is excluded. But what do you see? It could be that Mato Mumbakachim is totally on the Efsharus Lahakriv. Related discussion is the discussion in Mesachas Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Gimel Amebeis. What about Bisman Hazeh? What about matam mum b'kachim bizman hazeh? So the Gemara seems to say there's no iser. The Gemara says, "Hani mi libizman shabeis hamikdash kayim the chazi lahakrova hashad lo chazi lahakrova less one ba." Sounds like it. If you look in the top Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes is really a machlokas tanoim about another case. What's another case? Here's a case where inherently it's not roi lahakrova. The case in Avodah Zarah is bizman hazeh. Tosfos says, "What about bal mum? What if you're matil mum b'bal mum?" It's already ain't a roi lakrava, but it still has kedusha. So Tosfos says that's a machlokas tanam elsewhere. Tosfos says our Gemara's question is according to either of those opinions. You don't have to say it's going according to either opinion. Says Tosfos on top. If you look in Menachos, pligi tanai b'matamum b'vamum. I don't know why the letters got smaller all of a sudden in these dafim and Tosfos for the rest of the Masechta. Usually that means it's Tosfos Yeshanim. So maybe this is Tosfos Yeshanim. It's a different one of the Baal HaTosfos. Right? It started a couple of daf ago. Did it start? It said. Right? It said Tosfos Yeshanim. Right? It started yesterday, but now it's only. Usually you have Tosfos Yeshanim and regular Tosfos. If you only have Tosfos Yeshanim, okay, maybe it's all Tosfos Yeshanim. So I don't know what happened to Tosfos on Masechas Temura. We don't have any more. Okay. Anyway, Tosfos Yeshanim says, on top, V'hai baya dehacha l'travayu afilu l'manda amar hasam loke. Even if you say that if you're matam mum in a bal mum, you get malchus, you still might say here, it's possible you won't. Mishum dechazi l'akrava kodim amum. There, maybe it was roi originally, before I got a mum. Avalhani de lochazia la olam la hakrava lo laki. But these animals were never, a tmures bachar, never was able. So maybe here it's more mufka, and you would not get malchus. That's in one direction. Oh, loshna, or no difference. And the other question the other way. According to the one that says you don't get malchus by a bal mum, hainu mishum, so maybe there's talking about a case that originally may kanami hayibal mum. It always had a mum. So therefore, it was totally mufka aval hacha to mikara hayatam. But here, the animal was a tam. You're right. You labeled it as a tamura. but it was a tam, maybe a tumor of another carbon could have been hukrav, so maybe it's less mufka. So Kamash Mulan, Tosis is just pointing out that the Gemara is not limited according to either of those manda amars in terms of matamum bibal mum. Whatever you hold about that case, you could say differently about our case. There's also an important stipler. This stipler we mentioned in the past at least once, and that is the stipler of Avodah Zarah, who's Mechalek. Why is it by matamum bekadshim we say that it could be that there's not going to be by matomum bibalmum, well, he doesn't talk about that one. He talks about what about the isser of shchute chutz and the isser of matomum bizman hazeh? Why would you say that the isser of shchute chutz is noig bizman hazeh da'oraisa, while the isser of matomum bekatshim might not be noig bizman hazeh da'oraisa? So he says maybe it's based on the chinuch. Very important lines of the chinuch. This chinuch is tucked away in mitzvah taf mem. The mitzvah of akravas karbanos. Mitzvah Parshas Re'eh, as Hashem will get there in a couple of years, says the Baruch Hashem, we're moving. What are we, 271, 272? Baruch Hashem, one by one in the mitzvah shir. Says the chinuch at the end of the mitzvah, in mitzvah taf mem, hakravas karbanos, the chinuch paskins like the Rambam, that makrivin karbanos, afal bishayin mikdash banu, you don't need to base a mikdash with makrav karbanos. But the chinuch in the last few lines, for the hegas mitzvah zub is a charim, but the mitzvah applies to men, women, the mitzvah to give karbanos, not to do the avoda. That doesn't apply to women. Eretz alomar shall overall zeh afilu bizman hazeh v'igrif karban chutz lebeis abchira shumavatel asei zeh shchutei chutz bizman hazeh is an isra seh also v'overall alabam alzeh k'mosha kasev el b'seh der zeh aval ein, here's the key line, aval eina kavano lomar sheyia aleinu chiyuv lahakrif karban bebeis hamikdash achshav shehu charev zeh hadavar baruhu. It's a chiyuv, but is there a chiyuv today? We don't have a beis hamikdash. What does that mean? Doesn't he hold like the Rabbah? Magrivin karbanos av bishayin by his banui, says the stipler and other achronim. There's a kiyum asay and not a chiyuv asay according to the chinuch. If you'd bring it, it would be shayach daraisa. It'd be mekayim it. But there's no chiyuv. We've had this many places. A kiyum daraisa without a chiyuv daraisa. Women shaking a lulav, right? They have a kiyum daraisa and not a chiyuv daraisa. There, it could come up in various times. Sometimes a mitzvah, there's no mitzvah chiyuvis, but there's a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do it, you get the kiyum. According to the Ramban, Reb Chaim explains the shita of the Ramban, that there's no mitzvah daraisa to daven every day. Right? Only the, according to the Rambam. So, what do you mean there's no mitzvah daraisa? And how do you do Berchas Kohanim? Berchas Kohanim requires ba'avoda. That's in the context of avoda. So Berchas Kohanim bizman hazeh is only drabanan, according to the Ramban? That's very hard to believe. So the Emek Bracha quotes Reb Chaim, who says that even according to the Ramban, there might not be a Chiyav Daraisa every day to Davin, but there's a Kiyam Daraisa to Davin. Right? It's the difference, Chiyav and a Kiyam. So, yeah?
Megillas Esther living in Eretz Yisrael.
Megillas Esther to Eretz Yisrael, according to Reb Moshe, according to Reb Soloveitchik, a Kiyam Daraisa, not a Chiyav Daraisa. Correct. Another, many examples. So, says the stipler in Avodah Zarah Simin Zayin, what is Shchute Chutz Talion and what is Matal Mum Bekachim Talion? He explains, it could be that the Isser of Shchute Chutz, that is Talion, the Efsharis Lahakrivo. And therefore, even where you don't have a Chiyuv, it could be, as long as if you would be Makrivit, it would be a Kiyam Daraisa, then there's a Chiyuv Daraisa of Shchute Chutz. That's what it's Talion. Masha Enkein, Matal Mum Bekachim, maybe it's Talion, the Chiyuv Lahakriv. And if you don't have a chiyav lahakriv, you're not going to violate bizman hazeh. That's the suggestion of Lenin Isra Adolz Mum. She is so do bebreishem mafsid legavoa dover shetzarech lahakrivo yishlomer dekol she'in lo shum mitzvah lahakriv ein b'hafsadaso pseidu legavoa vein Adolz Mum nechshem mafsid kachim. That is the important ha'ara of the stipler. Keep in mind the sheet of the Rambam that is also discussed. The Rambam holds that even by Adolz Mum b'kachim there's an isser daraisa today, just no malchus. That's the Rambam. The question is, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? That's how he understands the Gemara. The Rambam in Isurei Mizbeach, Tesvav Zayin, he says there is an Isser, Bizman Hazeh, but there is no Malchus. So that is, let me just read it for you. Isser Mizbeach, Aleph Zayin. Isser Mizbeach, Aleph Zayin. Where's my paper? There it is. Hamatum in Bekatshim, Kagocha, Sima Eno, Akita Yada, Loke, Shema, Shari, Nemer, Bekarban, Komum, Lo Yebo, Veda Loke, El, Bizman, Shabesim, Indish Kayim, Shahari, Hayaroi, Le Karban, Upsalo, Avo, Bizman, Hazeh, Afa, Pisha, Aver, Belosase, Eno, Loke. Wow. And that's the Rambam who holds Makbivin Karbanis, Afopisha in Mikvas Banui. So he has an even more difficult, even if you want to say what the Stipler says. So why do you get an Issa Daraisa without Malkus? So he has that, he has a Pshara. Vanochan Etzli, and he quotes the Radvaz, tries to quote it. Good. Says the Gemara. Let's continue. Two dots. Vimbo Tzmimin, Viraminu. So what did the Mishnah say? You don't bring Bechor and Maisa from Chutz La'aretz. If you did, if it's a Tamim, you're Makrovit. If not, you're not Makrovit. Viraminu, Ben Antigonus, Hala Bechoras, Bibavim, Olo Kiblu, Mimanu. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Chala that says that Ben Antigonus brought it from Bavel and they didn't accept it. So I thought they do accept it. Bidiyevet. Rav Chizal, Okasha, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Machlok, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Titania, Rabbi Yossi Omer Gimel Dvarim Mishum Gimel Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi said three things in the name of three Zakenim: Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Ben Azai. The second one, Rabbi Akiva, has the patur that you don't bring Bechar from Chutz La'aretz. So we're mashed by the Rabbi Yishmael. The first opinion doesn't say a word about Bechar, would say it's okay because he doesn't have a limud to teach me that you don't bring Bechar from Chutz La'aretz. That's the machlokas tanam. But we're not going to have a word about Bechar basically until Amid Beis, when Rabbi Akiva is going to exclude Bechar Chutz La'aretz. But the diuk is that Rabbi Yishmael does not exclude it, so that's the machlokas tanam, whether we accept Bechar firstborns from Chutz La'aretz. Here we go. Ditanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, so we quoted that. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yochel Yala Adam Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh, V'yochlan Abi Yerushalayim. You might think we bring that a person should bring Meiser Sheni up Bizman Hazeh, needing Yerushalayim, even though it doesn't have walls. V'dinu Mukafas Choma. V'dinu Bechar Ton Avas Makom Meiser Ton Avas Makom. A Bechar requires Avas Makom, bringing it to the Mikdash, and Meiser needs Avas Makom. Ma Bechar Eino Ne'echal Ela Befnei Abayis, just like a Bechar is only in Bizman Beis Hamikdash. Af Meiser, even Meiser Sheni. In Onechal, Bifnei Abayis. Therefore, no Meiser Sheni brought his manazeh. The Gemara says, "Lo, wait a minute. Emamata bebechar. Maybe bechar is different. Shekein ton matan damim ve'emur megabim mizbeach. A bechar has avodos that need to be done. That's why it's limited to Beis Hamikdash. Tomar b'Meiser, like Meiser Sheni delo. Meiser Sheni doesn't have those avodos. The Gemara says, Amrit Bikurim. So compared to Bikurim, Tzunin Avas Makom, Umeiser don't have Avas Makom. So compared to Bikurim, just like Bikurim needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, so too Meiser. Ma, Bikurim Eino Nechal El Befnei Abayis, Bikurim only eating the Bezman Abayis, Meiser Eino Nechal El Befnei Abayis. So too Meiser. So Gemara says again, no, Mala Bikurim, Shekin Tzunin Hanacha. Bikurim you need to do an act, not an avoda, but you need to do an act in the Beis HaMikdash, Hanacha L'fnei HaMizbeach, Tomar B'Meiser Delo. So each one of these is not a good limud. So Tama Lomar, that's why you need a pasuk. V'yachat L'fnei Hashem Alokecha, Meiser Degoncha V'Sirosh L'Vietzarecha, Uv'Charos B'Karcha V'Tzonecha. So we compare all these things to each other. It's a hekish. Hekish Meiser L'Bachar, Ma'Bachar Inonecha Ela B'Fnei Abayis, Af Meiser Inonecha Ela B'Fnei Abayis. So you learn it from a pasuk. That is the din of Rabbi Yishmael. You don't bring Meiser Sheni Bizman Hazeh to eat in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, why do you need the pasuk? Maybe you can learn it from a mahatzad, like the Gemara sometimes says. You can't learn it from A, you can't learn it from B, but learn it from teammates. Learn it from A and B together. And A's problem, B doesn't have, and vice versa. So why do you need the pasuk for? For Lather Dina Velasi Mahatzad. Why do you learn it from both? Bikurim and Bechor teaching me Meiser Sheni. So the Gemara says, no, it would also not work. Because Amar Avashi, Mishim Dikol Meimer, Malas HaShavah Shavim, Shekein Yish Behem Tzad Mizbeach. They both have something that you have to do next to the Mizbeach. Masha'enkin Ma'aser Sheni, it wouldn't work, and therefore you needed a Pasuk. Period. So now the Gemara gets into one of our favorite Chas topics. Umay Kesavar. What exactly does Rabbi Yishmael hold? That we would have known Misvara, or not Misvara, we would have known from elsewhere, that Bechar and Meiser require Beis HaMikdash, but we wouldn't have known Meiser Sheni. We wouldn't have known. But what's the svar? What are these people holding? Umay kasavar, I kasavar, kedusha rishona, kitchel ashaita v'kitchel asin lavo. If you say that the kedusha rishona of Yoshua lasted forever, so loshna bachar, v'loshna meiser, b'nei havaninu. Then everything, you should be able to do it, because it has kedusha today. Right, kedusha rishona, kishul ashayt, kishul asalavo. V'kazav kedusha rishona, kishul ashayt, v'lo kishul asalavo. And if you want to say not, afilu bechar nami tibay lecha. So you should also have a problem about bechar if you say it's lo kishul asalavo. So the Gemara says no, lo olam kazav kedusha rishona, kishul ashayt, v'lo kishul asalavo. Really, it does not last. Lo kishul asalavo. So why is it that by bechar is it ever pashut and not by the others? This is the case under discussion. You did Zrikas Hadam before the Churban. V'charav abayis. The adayim psar kayim. Now the meat is still here. Are you allowed to eat the meat? So kiva di isa ledam lo bar zrikahu. Since if the dam would still be here, you wouldn't be able to do the zrika. Asi basar yalaf mi dam. So you learn basar from dam, and then vasi meiser yalaf mi bechar. And then you learn meiser from bechar. You learn meiser from basar bechar, and basar bechar from dam bechar. Period. So that's the case under discussion. Just even before just we continue, remember just to mention the machlokas Rambam Ravid. Hilchos Beis Abchira, which has come up in Daf and Daf Be'i and Shiurim, in terms of Kedusha Rishon. Remember the Rambam? Bali Tosas also discussed this in Mesechta Shavuos. The Rambam is machalik between two Kedushos, Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and Kedusha of Yerushalayim, relating to the Sugya of Kedusha Rishon and Kizlo Shaisa V'Kizlo Asalavo. The Rambam says this whole machlokas, these 2 days in the Gemara, are only about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to Kedushas Yerushalayim, that for sure is Kedusha Rishona, Kizlo Shaisa V'Kizlo Asalavo. Why? Because that kedusha is because of the Shechina, and Shechina is Eina Betela. That's the important Rambam. With the kedushas, Amikdash Yerushalayim, Eina Shechina, Shechina Eina Betela. V'Hari Omer, V'Hashimosi Es Mikdash Shechem. V'Yomer Chachamim Avamisha Shomimim B'Kedushas On Him Omdim. B'Chiyev Haaretz B'Shvias Ma'aseres. That's only because of Kibush. That's elsewhere. That's the very important Rambam, and the famous Ravid on that Rambam, where the Ravid says Svaras Atzmo Izu V'Lo Yadati Me'Ayin Lo. He discusses it. And he says, Yo Ezra knew Shamikdash Yerushalayim Masidim Lehishtanos Uleskadish Kiddush Acher Olami Bekavad Hashem LaOlam. The Ravid is famous for various reasons, and if not, we're going to make it famous right now. Both of the next two lines are famous. First, Kach Nigle Besod Hashem Lireyav. First, he says, I had Ruach HaKodesh about this. Does that really mean literally Ruach HaKodesh, or it just means Siyata Deshmaya that I figured this out? That's number one. And then the next line, Ulafichach Hanichnas Atasham Ein Bokares. If you go there today, Ein Bokares. What does that mean? So does that mean it's Mutter, or does that mean Ein Bokares? Pashas just means Ein Bokares. Pashas means it's still Asa Darais, so the Kohen Harabayas. Even though we have a tradition from the Meiri in Mesechta Shavuos on Daf Tesvav, where the Meiri, who is always Meiri and the Rivet, were from the same place. Southern Provence, southern France, where the Meiri quotes, the Meiri was never in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think, he quotes this sugi, he quotes Gdolei HaMefarshim, he quotes this Ravid, Ein Bokares, and then he says, V'haminag Pashut Likanis Sham, Lafish Masha Shamanu. See, and I've heard that people walk all over our bias. Wow. That's the Meiri. So if you take the Meiri letter, the Meiri's interpretation of the Ravid, it's mut, but Pashas, we assume that the Meiri holds. He's not even talking about walking around the edge, he's talking about Mamish Arabayas. Right, so that's the discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid. Just to mention, the Margolius HaShas, I just found one. There's one volume, found with this from Bechoros through the end of Shas. Ad Meseches Nida. Not too much Agarata. Right, that's why you can have one volume on these. Kedusha Rishona, Kishul HaShayta, Kishul HaSalavo. The Kedusha Rishona, the first sanctification of anything is important. First sanctification, Reishis Hayom, Reishis Hashana, Yemei Bachrus. Right, the days of our youth, we have to make sure to sanctify. Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel HaShaita. If we do it then, Kitchel HaSalavo. If we sanctify the day in the morning, if we start off the day with a shir and with tefillah properly, if we start off the year, start off anything, Hakol Basa Resha, Mekadesh Asma, Bimei Bachris, Vareshis Kamur, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel HaSalavo. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, continuing. 1 second. We just learned Bechar from Meiser from Bechar Basar and Basar from Dam. Umil Finan Kodesh Mehadadi. We have these sugyas. Are you allowed to do 2 steps of Limudim in Kachim? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. We had back in Zvachim 3 blot. Remember, Hekish Mehekish, Gzeir Shava, Gzeir Shava. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Torah Kula, Lamedim Lamim and Alamed. In all Torah, you could have 2 steps of limudim, chutz minat kachim, shein lamedim, lamim min alamim. And here you're learning two steps. You're learning meiser from, because what's the case where we're learning from? The case that we're learning from is a case where an animal was, the bechar was nizrak adam bizman hamikdash, and the basar was left afterwards. So you're learning meiser from bechar basar, and bechar basar from bechar dam. Isn't that a violation of lamim min alamim? So the Gemara answers, meiser chulin hu. No. Meiser sheni is not called kachim. And therefore, it's only 1 step within Kachim, and then the 2nd step is Chulin mi Kachim, so it's okay, it's not a violation. So Gemara says, 1 second. Ha ni chalamanta amar bazar lamid azlinan. That fits if you have 2 limudim, and as long as the one that you're learning 2 is Chulin, that's okay. But if you define lamed min alamed by the ones that you're learning from, then here you're learning from kachim to kachim and from kachim to chulin. So it's still a violation. You still have two steps, and the two milamdim are kachim. So Michael Amemar, then you would have a problem. So our answer is baser v'dam chadam milsahi. No, that bechor is bechor. It's one thing. You're learning baser from dam, but you're not. It's really bechor. And therefore, it's only one step of limudim. Ad kan, first opinion in the Braisa. That's all Rabbi Yishmael. What's important about Rabbi Yishmael is that he does not say that anything about Bechor Chutz La'aretz. So we assume he would say you can bring and be makriv a Bechor Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, second opinion. Right, Rabbi Shmuel just spoke about Meister Sheni. Rabbi Kiva says no. Yochol yala adam bechor mechutz laaretz laaretz bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim v'yakrivenu. You might think you could bring a bechor bizman beis hamikdash tamalomar v'yachalto fnei Hashem alkecha Meister deganchav v'sirochav v'sirecha bechor es bechor chavitzonecha. And we compare mimakom shatamala maser dagon atamala bechor. Wherever you bring Meister Dagon from, Eretz Yisrael, that's where you can bring Bechor from. Umi makom she'iatamala Meister Dagon, iatamala Bechor. That's the limud. That is Shitas Rebbe Akiva. Shitas Rebbe Akiva. Big discussion. So it says here, Bechor is compared to Meister. The Rambam says in Trumos that there was no Trumos of Meister as Bizman Azeh during Bayashani. There was no Trumos of Meister as Bizman Azeh. There's no Trumos of Meister as Midah Oraisa Bizman Bayashani because you didn't have most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says in Trumos, the end of the first parak, the Rambam says that Truma Bizman Azeh viafilu bimakam shechziku ole bavel viafilu bimei Ezra eina min haTorah. Elami Devrahem. She'em l'chatshuma m'shel Torah ela be'eret Yisrael u'bizman she'yiu kol Yisrael sham. She'nem ha'ki savo v'chulu. V'chein yir l'ishua din b'maisrus. She'en chayavin b'hem b'zman hazeh elami Devrahem k'tshuma. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So ask the Achronim, ask the Avnei Nezer. One second. So you're going to tell me there was no Bechor b'zman Bayasheni? Because it says, Bechor Chutz La'aretz, let's say. Because Bechor Chutz La'aretz goes by Shumas and Maestras. So if Shumas and Maestras were Drabanan, so then there wouldn't be Bechor. Is that what you're going to tell me? Says the Avnei Nezer, no. Maybe the point is, whenever you have Shumas and Maestras in Eretz Yisrael, that's when you bring it even from Chutz La'aretz. But if you don't have Bechlal, he says, let me just read his question. When the Meiser is Noeg, then it's connected in that way. When there's Meiser in Eretz Yisrael, then the Chiyuv de Oraisa Bechor is only in Chutz La'aretz. And you can bring it. And that's what Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva says, you might think you bring up Bechor Mechutz La'aretz, B'zach Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim V'Yakrivenu. So you don't. When there is Meiser in Eretz Yisrael, you don't bring Bechor Chutz La'aretz. But you don't have to say the opposite. When there is no Meiser in Eretz Yisrael, that you don't bring Bechor Chutz La'aretz. You don't say that Alkein Hekish Bechor LaMeiser Einarak Bezman Sheish Meiser Alkein Kishapaska Kedusha Sa'aretz Linyin Meiser Mivin Bechor Afal Pisha Ein Meiser. When there's no Kedusha, then you bring Bechor even though there's no Meiser. Meaning it doesn't go across in both directions. Ukahai Gavna. The Meseches Megillah Daf Yudalid. Before they went into Eretz Yisrael, then you could say Hallel even on an ace of Chutz La'aretz. Masha Enkin, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, so then things change. Al Karchach Bizman Azel Adas HaRambam Demina Torah Af Eretz Yisrael like a Meiser Gam Echutz La'aretz Mevin Bechor Midaraisa. Again, when there is Meiser Daraisa Bizman HaMikdash, then there is no Bechor Chutz La'aretz. When there is no Meiser, that doesn't mean everything's batel. When there's no Meiser, then maybe there is Bechor Chutz La'aretz. That's the Avnei Nezer with the Purim connection. Baruch Hashem. Says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Akiva. Benazai Omer, Yochel Malas, Meiser Sheni, V'yochlen B'chol HaRoeh. B'chol HaRoeh. Benazai says, you might think you could bring Meiser Sheni up and eat it B'chol HaRoeh. Right, so Ben Azai and Yisrael, we'll talk about Meister Shady. Vidin who, Bechar, ton of us, makom, Meister, ton of us, makom, Bechar requires of us, makom, and so too Meister. Ma, Bechar, in onecha, ol, lefnim, and achoma, Meister, in onecha, lefnim, and achoma. No, we say Meister Shady can only be in lefnim, and achoma, like Bechar. Ma, lo, Bechar, shekain, ton, matan, dum, and veimurum, legabi, amizbeach, tomer, bemeister, delo. What do you mean, Bechar has differences? It has avodos. Rashi has a different gear here. You can look, not for now. That's why you need the pasuk. Makesh ma'aser lebachor, ma bachor yonecha el ofrim menachoma. Af ma'aser yonecha el ofrim menachoma. Period. The Gemara says, my kashulei the kamar yachol. What was the havamid of Ben Azai? That you could eat a bachol aroa. That you need the pasuk to exclude. Amart. Well, we say ho el vitznan ein bein shilo li Yerushalayim ella. Because the Mishnah Megillah says the only difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is sheb shilo ochlim kachim kalim u'maiser sheni b'chol aroe. By Shiloh you can eat a b'chol aroe u'bi Yerushalayim lifnim and achoma. Kachi kachim lefinim and aklam, it has to be only within the klaim. So ma datei maybe Yerushalayim lacy maiser sheni b'chol aroe. Maybe by Yerushalayim, Meister Sheni can be in Bechol Aroeh. Maybe the Mishnah's not talking about, maybe all Mishnah only talking about Kachem Kalim, Lufanim and Achoma, maybe Meister Sheni would be allowed Bechol Aroeh, Kamash Molan not. That's why he needs the Pasuk, because you wouldn't have had Avamid, because there are other things that can be in Bechol Aroeh, so Kamash Molan not. Why is there a concept of Bechol Aroeh by Shiloh? So again, that's the second Margolis Hashas, because Yosef was Makadish his eyes. And Shiloh is in Shivto Shel Yosef, and therefore he was Makadish his eyes, right? And it's Kadish Chagabar Yisrael B'chol HaRoah Mutar Lechol, right? Because the Gemara says, Yosef Kiddish is Reus Einav, right? The Medrash and Vayeshev, Filu Mechisa Shal Barzal Einav Sekas Ben Yisrael Avim Shal Shemayim. That's why you could B'chol HaRoah. Okay, Shiloh was fascinating, where there was Pashto Shiloh, the Aron was taken. Rav Soloveitchik has a whole article in his Sefer on Tisha B'Av called Churban Shiloh. Even though we don't have a record of a Churban, but it's halachically considered a Churban. Interesting. Period. Acherim Omrim, Vayter. The last day in the Brisa, once we quoted the first three opinions. Yochol Yehei Bechor Shavar Shnoso. Kipsuli HaMakdashim. You might think a Bechor that you're supposed to bring a Bechor within its first year. If you didn't, you might think it's a Mum. It's like Psuli HaMakdashim V'yipasel Tamalomar. Maiser Degon Chav Zirashka V'Zarecha. Makish Bechor LaMaiser. Ma Maiser Eno Nifsal Mishano LaChaverta. Maiser is not Nifsal. Bechor Eno Nifsal Mishano LaChaverta. Period. Ule Rabbana Damafgu L'Taima Achrina. Mishano LaChaverta Minalahu. What did the Rabbana use this pasuk for? Nafgaluhu mi lifnei Hashem alokecha tochlenu shana b'shana limenol b'chor shenu nifsal mishana l'chaverta. How do they know that halacha? They know it from here. By the way, the same all four opinions learned a different halacha from the same pasuk. That's what we're talking about. So that's what the Gemara just said. According to the first three opinions, who used the pasuk for something else, where do they learn this halacha from? From a different pasuk. Ula acherim lifnei Hashem alokecha tochlenu shana b'shana my darshi bay. So what do acherim do with this other pasuk? Mi bayla look at the Tanya yomechad mishana zu yomechad mishana acheres. Really, you could eat a bechor for a day of this year and a day of that year, meaning day, night, day. Limit al bechor shenekal l'shayam v'layla echad. To teach me that a bechor could be eaten for a day, night, day. That's a mishana l'shani. You could eat it in 2 years, meaning you could eat it because it's like a carbon shlomim for a day, night, day. V'rabbanan t'nechal l'shnei yam v'layla echad minalahu. Amar kra yihiyah l'chaka chazei atnufa. It's compared to chazei atnufa, to a shlomim. Just like shlomim is day, night, day, so to a bechor is day, night, day. Okay, adron l'chei l'kachim, we'll stop here. Again, we want to thank the sponsor for yesterday's shiur in memory of Louis Feinberg, by his children and grandchildren, the Feinberg and Wagner families, Leib Ben Dov Bear, and also the sponsorship for the week's shiurim, Lahatzlacha Aviva Perel Bas Shendel Rivka. Everybody should have a Freilich and Purim, and Beth Hashem to tomorrow, I believe that there will be a shiur, Purim morning. Shushan Purim, I'm guessing not, but we'll see. Okay, we'll stop here.